Education Bureau. Listening exemplar for the Learning Progression Framework for English Language, Food and Health. Copyrights reserved by Education Bureau.
Hey, this is Jen Su, and thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Teen World, the coolest teenage talk show in Hong Kong. It's my great pleasure to have Miss Allison Lai sitting next to me tonight to talk about teen diet. Allison is an experienced nutritionist, an expert on food and health. Her job includes working with people like supermarket managers, hotel chefs, and teachers to promote a healthy eating habit. Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jen.
I'd like to ask you a few questions about eating habits and health. Today, many young people have very bad eating habits. They often have unhealthy meals and eat a lot of junk food. Skipping meals is also very common among youngsters. As a nutritionist, what do you have to say about this?
You're right. Many young people have bad eating habits. Really very naughty of them. It's largely because they aren't aware of the importance of healthy eating. Many young people often skip breakfast or lunch, but this is not good for health. Skipping meals can lead to out-of-control hunger. As a result, they may tend to eat too much at the next meal. In fact, I do feel alarmed by young people's rather unhealthy eating habits.
So what advice would you give these teenagers then?
They should have 3 regular meals a day. This is the first important step to eating healthily.
What about the kinds of foods young people should have? It's common that they often have junk food for lunch.
You've brought up another important point that many young people have neglected. That is, they should have a well-balanced diet.
A well-balanced diet?
Yes, a healthy and well-balanced diet. A healthy and well-balanced diet should include a variety of nutritious foods. Young people should eat plenty of whole grains, fruit, and vegetables, but little fat, salt, and sugar. They should avoid potato crisps, sweets, ice cream, and cookies. Instead of soft drinks, they should drink a lot of water. They should drink at least 8 glasses of water every day.
So, teenagers should eat more whole grains, fruit and vegetables, but less fat, salt and sugar.
Yes, exactly.
Many young people tend to eat only their favourite food. Do you think it's a problem?
Yes. If they eat only what they like, that means that they eat little of other kinds of foods. This may lead to an unbalanced diet. They should eat different kinds of foods. In fact, our body needs more than 40 different nutrients.
More than 40 different nutrients?
Yes. For good health, we need more than 40 different nutrients. But no single food supplies them all. We should eat different kinds of foods.
So, we shouldn't eat too much of any single food. What else do you want to remind our youngsters of, as far as healthy eating is concerned?
Right. They should avoid food with a lot of artificial flavours, colours or chemicals, as they are bad for health. And lastly, they should do exercise regularly if they want to be fit and healthy.
Thank you very much for giving so much advice to our youngsters. I'm sure they have learned a lot about healthy eating.
You're welcome.
That's the end of the radio program.